89.1 Jazz, 89.1 WEMU. Hello, I'm Michael Jewett, and I've got the pleasure to speak with the director of the Detroit Jazz Festival, Chris Collins. It was announced just within the last week that the festival is moving to a virtual presentation, a streaming presentation, much like last year, basically last year, as it was originally planned for this year to be a traditional open-air live event. But there's a lot of things that went into this decision. So to get us updated and to find out everything that's happening with Detroit Jazz Festival-wise, the man himself, hello, Chris Collins. How you doing? How are you and the staff doing? Maybe I should ask.
Oh, the staff is doing great. Thank you, Michael. You know, everyone is working 24/7 because this change would have typically been done some time ago. And, you know, we've been staying in touch with our state and city health departments and our advisors and everyone since the end of last year. And we've been very careful with our moves. When the mandates were lifted by the governor, we were even careful not to just go back to normal. We took our time, we investigated things, and there were a lot of reasons to go in person, and that was the decision we made. But, ultimately, there were some logistic challenges in the city and some, of course, the quote I always like to mention is, it was M. Roy Wilson, president of Wayne State, at a town hall said, we're optimistic, but any institution would be foolish to turn their back on the potential threat. And we really have to think of that and how we were dealing with it. And we dealt with it in really creative ways. We had all different levels of involvement that patrons could have at the festival. And we had all sorts of passive physical distancing things and things like that nature. But once we got through the challenges of all the things that were coming down upon our footprint and our particular situation, a couple things became obvious to me. One was we were going to lose a big chunk, about half of our real estate, and, and whether it's COVID or just people being able to move around and not get hurt, that was a big concern to me. And then it also really impinged on our physical distancing program, our overflow sites, all the things that we had in place to do everything we could that was appropriate for the current situation. So additionally, AIG, Live Nation, a lot of sports teams now are moving to it, this idea of outdoor events requiring vaccine cards and or negative tests. You know, as an open, free footprint for 42 years in Detroit, we didn't have that capability, right, and that was the gold standard. So all taken together, I made the decision that if we can't do something at the very highest level, we simply don't do it. And we're fortunate in that we don't have the admission tickets, and we have a huge investment in technology. So we were able to do something that few could do, and we wanted to take advantage of it for the betterment of all. And quite frankly, never to put the Jazz Festival in front of community and the citizenry. They're always going to come first.
Right,
and in
right.
this case, this is exactly what this pivot did. As far as the staff goes, I have an incredibly creative group of craftsmen and thinkers and administrators, and they are all putting all that wisdom and energy towards what I think will be, once again, like last year, cited as a historic event in jazz, something I'm not even calling necessarily virtual, but rather it's broadcast only, because as everyone is going to see, like they did last year, it's on the highest level.
When we spoke last, a couple of months ago, in the run-up to the festival, you talked about the huge number of viewership numbers for last year's festival. And I think one of the blessings, or whatever, one of the really cool things about a broadcast, only a streamed festival, is that you just have this reach that... It's global, really. And of course, the festival already attracts this big regional, local, regional, national, and international audience. People come to, travel to Detroit to be part of it. But being able to stream the Detroit Jazz Festival really anywhere on the planet is really kind of like it's a cool thing, without a doubt.
It is special, and we do all year round. We do a lot of international exchange programs with professional artists and students, and that helps. So we have strong watchership in Japan and in parts of Europe and Panama and these kind of things, which goes a long way in developing our global crowd. Of course, the Detroit Jazz Festival itself is a premier world jazz festival, you know, in any year. It's 300,000 plus, come about a third from outside of our region. So it's a pretty huge crowd. That being said, you know, we have about five screens going where we're monitoring all the metrics. And so when we say there's, you know, nearly a million viewers, I can assure you it's not a hyperbole. We really counted that many people in the different outlets. And of course, we watch to see, you know, where what the trends are so we can improve. So this this year will be that much better than last. And lastly, you know, when we make this pivot, we build custom huge sound stages that are similar in size with Hollywood lighting and, you know, multiple cameras and cameras on cranes and all kinds of stuff to make the experience for the patrons as high as it can be, and that it's going to be like watching a very high quality television broadcast, but for 40 plus hours of jazz performances live from Detroit and in real time. You cannot call these up later. They're not going to be up on YouTube later. You got to watch them in real time. So as close as we can mimic the jazz festival experience is what we produce. And I think that has a lot to do with the high watchership and the excitement over this year's move as well.
Yeah. Now, the festival's happening. It's Labor Day weekend, Friday, September the 3rd through Monday the 6th. You are working on getting the final, broadcast schedule really together. And do you have like a timeline on when that's going to be released? Is the next few days or when can we expect that?
It'll be within the next few days. It'll go up on our website. We'll make sure all the media get a hold of it. I can tell everybody, though, that we're starting earlier on Friday. We start about 6:10 on Friday the 3rd. And then Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we go live about 11 in the morning and go till after midnight every single day. So 12 hours plus every day, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And it's to be clear, it's all back to back. You don't miss anything. There's no overlapping performances. And while we really want people to have the best experience through our app, Detroit Jazz Fest Live, at the Google Play and App Store, because we are only broadcast, we are going to be providing on our website and on our YouTube channel and various other outlets, including some public television and public radio, the entire festival entirely for free. So even if you don't have Wi-Fi, you can listen to it on the radio, check out on television. We want everyone, it is our mission, to have access and free access. And so we're gonna stand by that. But of course, if you want the app experience and all that comes with that, and of course support the festival, it's a $20 subscription for the whole year. We do streams and concerts and things all year round. So we encourage that as well.
Yeah. The Detroit Jazz Festival happening Labor Day weekend, streaming, broadcast live Friday the 3rd through Monday the 6th. We look forward to the broadcast schedule, performance schedule being released in next few days. Director Chris Collins, thank you for all your work. Congratulations. Give your team all the credit and everything. I'm sure I'm speaking for a lot of people. We're all pulling for all of you and the whole festival. This is one of the most loved events, you know, anywhere on the planet, you know, jazz-wise. And we'll be there watching it and presenting it and, you know, co-presenting it with you. So anyway, we will talk to you in a few the next time around. And be safe. And, hey, we'll catch you at the festival.
Thank you, Michael. We'll talk to you guys soon.
All righty. Very good.